Man is born to live and not to prepare to live. Boris Pasternak. Man is not the creature of circumstances. Circumstances are the creatures of men. Benjamin Disraeli. It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. Anthony Robbins.
In my first book, Unlimited Power, I made it abundantly clear that the most powerful way to shape our lives is to get ourselves to take action. The difference in the results that people produce comes down to what they've done differently from others in the same situation. Different actions produce different results. Why? Because any action is a cause set in motion, and its effect builds on past effects to move us in a definitive direction. And of course, every direction leads to an ultimate destination, or what we call our destiny. So if we want to really direct our lives, we must first take control of our consistent actions. It's not what we do once in a while that shapes our lives, but what we do consistently. So here's the key, the most important question. What precedes all our actions? What determines what actions we take, and therefore who we become and what our ultimate destination is in life? What is the father of all action? The answer to all these questions is one word, decisions. Everything that happens in your life, both what you're thrilled with and what you're challenged by, began with a decision. I truly believe that it's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. The decisions that you're making right now, as you listen to me, the ones you're making every day, will shape how you feel not only today, but how you're going to feel in the weeks, the months, and the years to come. See, it's true that you and I both know that there are people who are born with advantages. I don't deny that. People have had genetic advantages, environmental advantages, family advantages, or relationship advantages. Yet you and I also know that we constantly meet, read, and hear about people who, against all odds, have exploded beyond the limitations of their conditions by making new decisions about what to do with their lives. They've become living examples of the unlimited power of the human spirit. You see, if we decide to, you and I can make our lives one of those inspiring examples. How? Simply by making decisions today about how we're going to live in the years to come. The fact is, if you don't make decisions about how you're going to live, then you've already made a decision, haven't you? You've made a decision to be directed by the environment instead of shaping your own destiny. My whole life changed in one day, the day that I determined not just what I'd like to have in my life or what I wanted to become, but when I decided who and what I was committed to having and being in my life. That's a simple distinction, but it's a critical one. See, I decided I was committed to certain courses of action. When I made that commitment to those decisions, they became real and powerful. If I'd merely decided that I'd like to make a difference in the world or I'd like to create a better life for myself, then I'd simply have been stating a preference. That's like saying I'm interested in making more money as long as I don't have to do anything. That's not power. That's a weak prayer, and it's made without even the faith to launch it. For your decisions to really make a difference in your life, it's absolutely imperative to decide what results you're committed to. And it's equally critical to decide what kind of person you're committed to becoming. So you have to set standards for what you consider to be acceptable behavior for yourself. And you got to decide what should you expect from those you care about. If you don't set a baseline standard for what you'll accept in your life, then you'll find it's all too easy to slip into behaviors and attitudes or even a quality of life that's far below what you deserve. You need to set and live by these standards no matter what happens. Even if everything goes wrong, even if it rains on your parade, even if the stock market crashes, even if your present lover leaves you, even if no one gives you the support you need, you still must stay committed to your decision, the decision that you'll live your life at the highest level. Does this raise some doubts in your mind? Do you wonder, how am I going to be able to define these standards for myself? If so, stay with me. Together we'll define and create the future you really want. We're going to make this commitment something that's real, that's compelling, and that'll lead you to the fulfillment of your dreams. But you know what? Most people don't make these kinds of committed decisions. Instead of commitments, they make excuses. And you and I don't want to fall into this trap. They say the reason they haven't achieved their goals is because of the way their parents treated them. They're from a dysfunctional family. Tell me a functional family. I'll tell you what, I hear this all the time. Or they had a lack of opportunities, or a lack of education, or because they were too young or too old. But remember something, these are all conditions. And once again, it's not the conditions of your life that'll determine your destiny, it's your decisions. Using the power of decision gives you the capacity to get past any excuses and to finally change any and every part of your life in an instant. It can change your relationships, your working environment, your level of physical fitness, your income, your emotional states. And the most exciting thing about this amazing force, this power of decision, is that you already possess it. This is a power that you don't have to go out and pursue. This is a power that's not something that's reserved for a select few people with the right credentials or money or family background. It's available to anyone and to everyone. In this very next moment, you could use this mighty force that lies waiting within you. You simply have to get up the courage to claim it. Consider one fiercely proud individual, a young woman named Rosa Parks, who one day back in 1955 stepped onto a bus in Montgomery, Alabama, and she refused to give up her seat to a white person as she was legally required to do. Her one quiet act of civil disobedience sparked a firestorm of controversy and became a symbol for generations to follow. Rosa Parks had made a committed decision. She held herself to a higher standard, and you and I can do the same. Will today be the day you finally decide that who you are as a person is much more than what you've been demonstrating? Will today be the day you decide once and for all to make your life consistent with the quality of your spirit by proclaiming, this is who I am, this is what my life is about, and this is what I'm going to do. Nothing will stop me from achieving my destiny. I will not be denied.